Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know that I can claim that I'm surprised that Thibodeau got fired today, Tom Thibodeau, the head coach of the New York Knicks, because like before the playoffs, I had a pretty staunch record of saying he's the obvious fall guy if this doesn't work.
Yeah, it kind of felt like it was the expectation after the lackluster regular season and how they just kind of limped into the postseason. I was convinced that if they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, he would save his job. But I also, at the time, I don't think anybody even thought that was possible to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals
so
for them.
I thought because by halfway through the previous segment, halfway through the previous series, I don't think we expected them to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then there's just been a couple days since it got, like, there was part of me that's like, if it was going to happen, it was going to happen right after.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. We had a caller earlier say, this is a good thing because it weakens the East. I don't know we're there yet. One, because the East is always really weak. Like, especially, like, if Giannis actually does get traded to the Western Conference,
yeah,
I mean, it might never be easier to win the East. If your real only competition is maybe Indiana again or Boston, I think it's TBD, though, to say that this opens up the East for the Cavs. One, it's already super open. Two, the Cavs kind of have to tend to their own side. And three, let's see who they hire.
Well, let's see who they hire. And although I'm pretty convinced they're just going to use this to do what the Cavs did. We're here. All right, here's your pound of flesh. We made some changes, and we're going to be able to run it back with Cat, Mikal Bridges, and you can shut down all the Cat for Kevin Durant rumors and anything else that would accompany that. But I don't know. Maybe they're not actually done. Maybe this is just the beginning domino, and then they really are going to shake it up in a big-time way. Because like, how much do you ignore the regular season and how they were just basically a 500 team from January 1st on?
I don't think it's because of that. I think you prescribe any problems or shortcomings to Tibbs is too old school at 67 and he ruins players, right?
Well, and obviously the whole meeting they had about a month prior to the season ending where Mikal Bridges was very upset about it all. But there is like a concept with the proof being in the pudding, right? Like if you're so hell-bent on Tibbs running players in the ground, and he's done it. Like Derrick Rose legitimately should in part blame Tibbs for what happened to him, but instead he went and joined him in Minnesota, and he joined him in New York. He joined him in multiple places, and like everyone that plays for him, for the most part, with the exception of this last year with the Knicks, seems to come around to the Tibbs logic and way of thinking. Like, but now are players just, I don't know, I'm not going to call them soft here, but is like the Tibbs way just too harsh in 2025?
No, because I still think there are more coaches who coach super hard than we get to. I think Mike Malone is. Mike Malone's a dude who at points has been accused of going too hard in the paint with his own players. So the Athletic has actually put out, and I hate when they do this. It's the Athletic staff that has done this. It's like, because you don't want one guy specifically to get a bunch of crap for putting this list out.
Mm-hmm.
We all did it together. All right, I digress. So here are the known, because there's like, no one in Cleveland's going to know who the hell Dave Bliss is. Not that Dave Bliss. Different Dave Bliss. Better Dave Bliss.
Mm.
James Borrego, the guy who was the runner-up last year. Take me to New York. Johnny Bryant, Cavs assistant.
Yeah.
Mike Brown, former Cavs head coach.
Okay.
Taylor Jenkins, who has to be on this list because he was just another fired head coach.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Of the Grizzlies, Darvin Ham.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Mike Malone. I don't think maybe. Chris Quinn, who was another candidate.
This list isn't really that great. I like Chris Quinn. But this list isn't really that great.
No, wait for it. At the bottom here, Jeff Van Gundy.
I love Van Gundy on television. Not as much as a coach, but on television.
And
I love him.
Jay Wright.
Oh, it's funny about that. I was texting with buddies earlier today, and that's my buddy threw out Jay Wright is the name. Instant name that he threw out the moment we were talking about Tibbs being fired was Jay Wright. The Villanova connection, everything associated with that. Like, there's an obvious through line for if he was going to take an NBA job, this would be the job to take.
I just think...
Which actually makes you wonder how many college guys would... Like, should we bring Calipari into the equation too again? Like, I mean, I just wonder. I wonder how many college guys should we enter into this equation with this?
I just think... I don't think he's going to want to do it because I like, and by the other, who is the other, who was the guy that almost took the UConn coach?
Dan Hurley.
People are suggesting because it's in New York that he might be willing to do this. And I'm like, wait, you just fired one all time hard ass for another, for a guy who honestly is more insane.
No, but the way this goes, by the end of their cycle, people will be like, Patino, get him to the Knicks.
He is already in the area.
That's the thing. Anyone that's close. St. John's is close. They'll be like, all right, Patino, let's do this.
So from the least surprising surprise, I guess is how I would say it, which is our guy. Now we can say that because he's departed from the Knicks job. Our guy getting fired. You asked us of John Fanta, and he kind of gave it like you had maybe stink-faced him, right? Would you be surprised if the Cavs actually break up the core four?
Oh, wait, what do you mean by he seemed stink-faced by that?
Because he was like, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, he went on this big impassioned Garland rant. And so, I mean, I clearly, depending on what he believes with the breakup of Garland, I'm of the belief, like, if I see the ESPN notification or whatever notification on my phone that they actually made a trade, I'll be surprised. Like, yes, would I do something with this team? Yes, I would. I've said that repeatedly. I think the very first day I was like, I would trade Jared Allen. And then as we've gone further and further along here, I'm like, I would trade Jared Allen. I would see if you get a great offer for Darius Garland, do it. But I still don't think they're going to actually do it. I think Kobe Altman has dug his heels in with this roster. And if he wasn't going to do it last year, I'm not convinced he's going to do it this year.
So I think this is where there's the should versus will they. If they make a move, until they make a move, we should take Kobe at face value on what he said in his press conference at the end of the season. Because the whole point of that press conference was to lay the groundwork for what's the worst case scenario? Because I think the worst case scenario is you bring the core four back and you don't really do much to the bench. That is the worst case scenario, but that's one you have to plan for. Because any deviation off of that, if you're Kobe, you can then say, we didn't know this trade was going to be out there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So he put out the tracks to have a conservative offseason because that's the safest play in case nothing happens.
Which, by the way, was the same thing he did the year prior. Obviously, he got rid of J.B. Bickerstaff, but when it came to the players, he did the same exact... He said the same words. He said the same exact thing, essentially, which is, we feel very good about the development of player X, Y, and Z, and we believe in this core.
But to that point, you do that because you don't want to set the wrong expectation. Right? You'd rather say, hey, we're going to be very safe here. We love this team, yada, 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 and then make a trade you couldn't pass up and spin it that way. Then we got to be aggressive in what we do, and you bring back the core for, 4 months from now.
Yeah, no denying it. Now, am I not taking in enough value or enough? Am I not accounting for enough of that? The NBA right now seems like they're just a wheeler and dealer type of league. Like, it just seems like everyone wants to make these deals. Like, again, I talked about Minnesota earlier. Minnesota wants to make these big, drastic changes in order to get Ant, basically a second person to go along with them, to the point where I saw one of the trades earlier today had Darius involved with us getting back Julius Randle, which doesn't really work in many ways for us. It was weird, but that was like, that's part of what people are talking about. And Minnesota in back-to-back seasons have gone to the Western Conference Finals and have been willing to shake it up. Like, that's kind of the NBA we're in right now.
I just have never seen a player who is clearly really good. Like, I pissed people off when I said he's not a superstar when he was the best player on the Knicks and the Knicks were winning. Mm-hmm. And then he was so not a superstar that they were willing to turn around and trade him. But, like, if you look at him, good, not good enough for the Lakers. He then gets traded for AD. He's in New Orleans a year, basically gets given away to the Knicks, then basically gets given away to Minnesota.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, Julius Randle is the all-time, hey, he's good enough to say you got something, and he's the immediate focal point, but like 3 years from now, you're going to want to get rid of him.
Yeah, and it would also just wouldn't fit really with anything the Cavs do. But
it's also old.
Yeah, it doesn't work, but it was people throwing that out there, and it was what it was. But the main point is that Minnesota is willing to mix and really shake it up every single season while having a massive amount of success. And maybe I'm not accounting enough for the idea that in the NBA right now, it seems like everyone is of that ilk. They want to constantly make changes and constantly turn over the roster. But Kobe hasn't operated that way since arriving with Donovan. Like, he's kept the core four intact, and we have to account for the idea that he assembled this team. Clearly, he, even though we might not think the puzzles fit, clearly he's invested a lot in the idea that they do.
Well, and I think it's like Andrew Berry with his draft picks. Isaac Okoro,
exactly right,
has just not found his fit here. I do think Isaac is a top seven, top eight player in the NBA, and I think he could be, I don't want to make it one for one, but could he have a role like Nesmith has in Indy? Yeah, I think he could be the sixth or seventh guy off the bench. Because I think his skill set has evolved. He just hasn't found it here in Cleveland. Darius doesn't really fit what you do anymore, or doesn't fit alongside Donovan enough to substantiate not making that. But yeah, okay, but Kobe drafted him. Even Evan, the most far-fetched point of the Mobley for Giannis talk was, well, that's the best player Kobe's drafted, and that's the thing that he can point to with Dan Gilbert and say, this is why I'm here. Look what I can do.
Yeah, I think
until Jalen Tyson has a breakout.
Just you wait.
I've been saying it.
Just you wait. Do we have any alliteration with Tyson at all?
What do you mean?
The Tyson train. It's right there. It's right there in front of us. Huh. The Tyson train keeps on rolling.
I mean, you answered it before we really got to workshop.
I didn't have it until I spit it out there.
Well, now I just feel like all I can hear is the Tyson train.
It's coming down those tracks.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
But so, to get to the initial question, there is going to be an element of surprise of, oh, he actually had the bees to do it. Like, he hasn't. And maybe this is the other way.
I'm not convinced he does.
Maybe this is the other way of looking at it. And I've said this a bajillion times since the trade was made. It was an all-time put him on the table kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a part of me that thinks for this team to win a championship moving forward, you're going to need another all-time put him on the table
move. But at that
move,
time, the difference here is that at that time, when he made that move for Donovan Mitchell, he was already having Jason Void pieces out there calling for his job. I mean, and Jason's talked about the amount of pieces he's written and things attached to that, and he is now obviously mended and everything's good with him and Kobe. But like at that time, and it wasn't just Jason. People were calling for a change, and he made a big swing, and the swing worked out. Like I think so many things about Kobe Altman is just job preservation. And I think there's a lot with GMs in general, so I'm very guilty of that. But in this instance as well, what keeps your job better? Keeping the core four and saying, man, I really believed in the development of Evan Mobley. I believed in Atkinson not going to, you know, France in the summer and being able to actually spend time with these guys, running it back, winning 60 regular season games. And then if you fall short after this next season, then you get another chance to go ahead and take that big swing elsewhere. The big swing will be there waiting for you. You don't get punished after this season if you're Kobe Altman.
If you go through another 60 win season and you top out in the second round of the playoffs, Kobe's the next fall guy.
He's not getting fired
it's
if you win 60 games.
Back. It's Dan Gilbert. I don't mean that he's lucky, but any GM is lucky to get a second contract from Dan Gilbert in the first place. He's going to get a third contract for topping out in the second round of the playoffs from Dan spending second apron
money. I'm not saying you get a contract extension, but he's not in the spot where you get fired. If you win 60 games next year, and even if you have the same repeat performance in the playoffs, you go to Dan Gilbert and say, okay, now's the time we make that big swing. Now we shake it up a little bit. We couldn't do it last year because we believed in this team. Now we shake it up. And I think that's the route if I'm Kobe Altman. If we're talking about job preservation, that's what I'm selling.
I don't think you're taking into account the Dan Gilbert part of this. I think Dan, once you get to this point, and listen, I think it's a great point.
We are in the same thing with Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry. You have to account for those type of owners always. You have to, but it's been weird that Jimmy Haslam with Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry has been a different Jimmy Haslam. Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman, it's a different relationship than what we've seen historically.
So I don't think 64 wins or I don't think the first seed in the East, I don't think that's what saved Kobe this season. I think it was Donovan re-signing a year ago. I think it was. But I think if you top out for three straight years in the second round of the playoffs next year, and let's say it ends in another gentleman sweep in the divisional round, oh, by the way, you're going to be 1 year away from a Donovan decision, so you're beholden to what does Donovan want. I don't think Kobe gets two of those opportunities. And I think you're right to say, well, he traded out of desperation 3 years ago. I think we're getting close to that desperate point. And desperation isn't just about for job. It's about understanding you can't just continue to top out in the second round of the playoffs. You will either lose Donovan. You might end up getting to a point where Evan realizes this isn't great. And, oh, by the way, you still have to make the deal. You have to make a decision on Darius long term. Like, it's getting going time. I think Dan Gilbert, the Dan Gilbert we all know and love, I think Dan Gilbert knows that too.
I would bet he gets one more season, and then he'd have to make drastic changes. But I don't think if he won 60 games, it cost him his job.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.